Thank you for your time this morning. My name is Will Griffin. I'm an engineer with Samuel Jackson. Today we're going to go through the engineering advancements with Samuel Jackson. We're asked to discuss new or existing products or improvements to existing products that with an emphasis on fiber quality and or efficiencies. And at Samuel Jackson, we have many products that focus on both of those areas, and I plan on just touching on the hot points on a few of those products today. Now, we'll discuss the demand for technology and the efficiency improvements. And this is for industries all over the world, not just the cotton industry, but for industrial processing facilities all over the world. What is the demand for these efficiency improvements? Well, a lot of this demand is driven by more competition in order to keep the producer cost competitive and become more profitable for the corporation. In addition, you have a greater production capacity. If you increase your capacity, and you become more, that way you can become a more efficient company. You can lower your cost to handle low production years to reduce human error and fatigue. This can be a big one in a lot of times. Also produce a more consistent product and or of better quality as well. In addition to that, you have remote troubleshooting capabilities, which also result in less downtime as well. So first off, the first product we'll look at is our 14 series heaters. This was developed quite a few years ago, and one of the main efficiencies point of this is the sheddability of this heater. So the sheddability allows the flame to turn completely off whenever a set of parameters is reached. So in this example here, we have where the heater will turn completely off, no flame at all, whenever the incoming moisture is below 6%, ambient temperature above 36 degrees, ambient humidity below 70%. So in other words, we're saying we want that heater to turn completely off, use no fuel at all. If we're running on dry cotton, it's not freezing, and of course it's not raining or real humid outside either. And for example of using the sheddability, there's a gin in East Texas this year that ran their 14 series heaters on shed pretty aggressively. And this is the lowest gas bill they've had in years, even though it's one of the wetter ginning seasons that they've had. In addition to the sheddability, we have advanced error reporting on this heater as well. A lot of times I've seen quite a few heaters where it has a fire eye in the cabinet, and whenever it doesn't start, it just says error. That's all you got. You don't know whether or not it's not sparking, it doesn't have air, no fuel, wherever the cause may be. Now, with this advanced error reporting, we're able to narrow down what the cause of the error may be, and also it gives you remedy actions displayed as well on that error. That way you can start on the troubleshooting process right away. In addition to that, via our mobile mirror app, which we'll discuss a little bit later, you can, from anywhere in the world, you can look at what the actual temperature of the heater is, what the set points are, and things as well. 16 series humid air. This is our HU80 model. It has robust output. This is due to its thermodynamic design and advanced humid air controls, which allows the unit to continuously evaporate 250% or more than the conventional HU60 moist air generators, with also an improved efficiency as well. So that way we're able to get more output for greater capacity gens, while also reducing our fuel consumption with that output. So with that, we also have our Moisture Direct user control system. And this is, and you can see on the picture on the top left, it's a real intuitive control. That way users that are non-English speaking workers can use this equipment with ease. In addition to that, it has a more stable control compared to the traditional water and air set point controllers that we've used for many years. We also have the advanced error reporting on here as well, where it tells you what the error is, the time it occurred, and also the conditions at the time of the error. So we can see what the fuel pressure is, the airflow, moisture output, and if there was a high limit temperature to kind of narrow down what the cause of the error may have been. Move to the universal collider dryer and the scoop configuration. This is a new configuration for this dryer. It allows for great versatility, where it's available to be placed in pre-cleaning lines with little changes to fans, duct sizes, and things of that nature. It's a, we like to call it a plug-and-play dryer. Also with this dryer, we have a reduced pressure drop. So pressure drop reduced by 70% for greater airflow and more effective cleaning compared to traditional tower dryers. And so with the reduced pressure drop, that means there's less energy requirements to provide cleaning and drying in this dryer. So our air tool system. Within a gin, we all know too well how much of a headache and downtime chokeups can cause in a gin. Well, with the air tool system, it uses pressure transducer to monitor the static pressure in air conveying lines, so you can notice chokeups and leakage before they occur. So with this easy to read display, you can monitor the air pressure differences in, before disaster occurs. So you can watch one of these analog transducer as the static pressure increases, you know that a chokeup is likely to occur. So you can slow down, turn off the feed, whatever it may be, before you actually get to the point where you're choking up ink line cleaners or whatever it may be. Also, you have alarms that can be set to relays to actuate equipment. So if you have a transducer, say, on your lint fluidizer, then you're able to, if it gets to a certain level, you can kick out your gin stands, individual gin stands, shut off the feed, whatever it may be. So flow tools. This is our advanced mass flow control system. We know how important it is to keep all gin stands running at full capacity, as it provides for a greater return on investment on your last gin stand and also reduce operating costs per bale. So flow tools uses a advanced control schemes and network of sensors to ensure that the last stand stays running without the use of separators and feed controls, which often become undersized over time. In addition to that, it works great for feeding round modules and regularly formed conventional modules. We've had quite a few folks install flow tool systems just for the purpose of feeding the round modules. We have the TexMax microwave bale moisture sensor. TexMax scans typically 2,500 times per bale throughout the entire width of the bale, and it measures the moisture of every bale that passes through the unit. So we're not checking the moisture of every third, fifth, 10th, 20th bale. We're measuring every single bale that passes in through the unit. It has great repeatability for moisture control processes, which is crucial for maintaining the bale moisture. And in addition, we don't manufacture the core technology of TexMax, but it's the best that we have found for online continuous measurement without user intervention, which is very important for our moisture mirror system and bale moisture control. So we'll go to the moisture mirror system. This acquires moisture data from the moisture sensors throughout the gin, as you can see across top, from the incoming all the way to the seed moisture. And from there, it uses that moisture information to control heaters and humidators to maintain a desired processing moisture. In addition, it has the ability for load monitors at the bottom to monitor flow through the processing equipment. In addition, we have AX has remote control for Samuel Jackson equipment. That way, you are your 14 and 16 series heaters and humidators will display on the screen, and you can view the temperatures and the output right from the screen and quickly access them. Over the years, due to our customers, we've had many improvements to the system, constantly adding various features, and it has led to the four levels of customization to suit Jenner's needs. Along with the moisture mirror system, we have the data logging capability, which has become more and more popular. It allows the logging of data and processing variables, and it's for the moisture mirror 3X and 4X. So, and this logs the processing variables for each bale that passes through the gin, so we're able to monitor what the incoming moisture after drying, bale moisture, seed moisture, what the actual heater temperatures were, what the heater set points were, and also the same thing on the humid air, what the loads on the inclines were, and various other parameters as well. In addition, you have a web interface with search features that are available for quick searching. So if you're wanting to to search all bales or that came in with incoming moisture above 15%, and then you can pull up the whole list of bale IDs that came with the incoming moisture. And for example, if you have a producer that comes in concerned about its leaf grades, then you can pull up what the processing conditions on that particular bale were and what the incoming conditions were. On the mobile mirror, we spoke about this a little earlier. You can use this, and it displays the real-time moisture mirror information to your iPhone or iPad from anywhere in the world with an internet connection. This allows the Samuel Jackson support team to troubleshoot your compatible equipment quicker and provide equipment adjustments. A lot of times this is real handy whenever there may be a corrupt PLC program or just an update that needs to be taken care of, where we can take care of it from a location many hours away by just a simple phone call, and we can look at errors as well. Look at the ARIES spark detection system. Many of you are familiar with this system. It uses infrared light to detect, detectors to detect infrared light in a fraction of a second. This picture on the bottom right shows the individual detectors. You just mount them on a duct. Each zone is then wired to a relay panel for quick equipment actuation. For example, if you have a GenStand zone that detects a spark, you can have it actuate where it kicks out a GenStand, just that particular GenStand. You can shut off the whole feed to the whole Gen, or whatever it may be. And this is also helpful for reducing downtime related to fires quite a bit. If you need more information, we covered these products rather quickly. Just wanted to touch on the hot points dealing with the efficiency and fiber quality properties. If you have any questions, you can always visit our website, samjackson.com, or contact your Sam Jackson representative. Anybody have any questions?
Will, you said that in the ARGUS system, it will shut off equipment?
Yes, sir.
Does anybody use that feature?
There's quite a few gens that where you have separate zones on each one of the gen stands. So if you have a zone that kicks off, say, on gen stand number two, it'll kick out just that gen stand, and that way you can address the problem right there. But there's quite a few gens that use that purpose for the relays.
Is there any other location in the gen where you able to kick something out with that?
You can place these detectors on any size duct, so anywhere from the gen stands to the lint flue riser are the most common positions. On the incoming pipe from the module feeder, seed lines, pretty much any location. Each one's tied to its own zone, and each zone has its own relay, so you can have it tied into whatever equipment you like. Any other questions? Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Will, for that.